Welcome back to Gasbagging. I'm Dan Morrison, and Kate Campbell is still dead this week, so RIP to Kate. She busy girl, but we do have a dear friend of the pod. What does Rue say? We're keeping in the family tonight.
Keeping in the family. This week, the role of Kate Campbell will be played by James Duffield.
The hilarious James Duffield.
Oh, Rue.
Welcome back, James.
Thank you.
Yeah, love you to be a surrogate Kate.
Look, so. Two redheads.
Yes, interchangeable. Yeah, nothing else different. She is a gay man and you are a redhead woman.
Yes. Sassy.
Just because you wanted to talk about the new Menulog ad.
Fresh.
Starring Extina, which I need to start off with our Uber order tonight, which has traumatised me because...
Not sponsored.
No, and they don't want to be sponsored after this. I get a message saying there's been a problem with the order and the order's been damaged, but it's still arriving. And then... And I was like, okay. And then, but I also was confused because it said I need to swap a item in the order, which was like some seltzers for some gin and like dry gin. And I was like, sure, whatever. And said, okay, accept that. Comes to the door. Our Uber driver is holding all the items in his hand. So holding a bottle of vodka and four seltzers. Then also just holding some
Asian greens
and vermicelli salad. And missing a bowl, but just holding in two heads, you like the weights of justice kind of thing, just like balancing both. No bag. I was like, okay. And there's like dirt up the side of the vodka bottle, and just I've like, what's happened? And he's like, oh, so sorry. You might have seen the message. There was a problem with your order. We've lost one of the meals. I'm like, so okay. Sure. And then he's like, oh, I need to see your ID just because of the alcohol. And I'm like, oh, sure. But he's handed me everything already. So I'm putting everything on the ground, trying to get the ID out and showing him. And then eventually get inside, notice how filthy the bottle is. And I'm like, has he crashed?
Why didn't he say to you, oh, look, I'm really sorry, I had an accident?
Yeah, because, like, I was just like, something's gone wrong. All the food was sideways, and it was just like, have you been, like, are you okay? Like, I don't... He seemed okay. He seemed a little bit frazzled, but I think it was just the whole, like, messaging the car. He's like, oh, they'll give you a refund. I'm like, okay, sure. But then... This is what I find insane. I had a message saying, yep, we'll take care of this. And then I sent a follow-up message going, can you send us the order number and send us a picture of the missing items?
The photo of the guy's mangled bike on the street.
I'm sorry I didn't, like, snap a picture of, like, the dirty vodka bottle before I, like, rinsed it off to throw it into the freezer. Like, I just have to say, he's okay. He seemed fine. So, I wasn't like,
Five stars to him.
Five stars to him. Yeah. Not so much to the order. And I'm probably never going to see any kind of refund ever. Because I'm going to send them a message back and be like, I don't have a picture of the missing items. They'll be like, okay, well, fuck you.
You pay now.
Fuck you. I'll sign up for Uber One.
Very good.
And here we are.
Here we are.
Delicious meal.
Yep. I mean, it's a little bit cold, to be honest.
He was lying on the side of the road, passed out for a good, like...
There's a couple of nuts and bolts and mud and broken glass. Gravel.
Oh, we laugh.
We do.
We laugh. But that takes us to Menulog. What do you... Yeah.
So, I don't know. Did you have forewarning that this was happening?
No. So, I think I saw a snippet of it and did not. I think I saw the coming soon. So it was not really, did not cover the entire song. Mm-hmm. I'm used to an insane budget Menulog ad. So this is not new news to me. Like, obviously, the Katy Perry's and Snoop Dogg's of the day I'm used to. Mm-hmm. Did not know there was a...
But you know how you just like drown stuff out now? So you're like, you see a snippet and you're like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, you don't see ads very often on TV, but watching... Big Brother last night.
Yeah.
Popped up and I was like, hold on a second, I've heard this before. And I looked up and I went, there it is. So, with the, what's her name?
Latto.
Latto. I don't know who that is.
Is that the right way of saying it? Latto. Who can say? That's how it's spelled.
doing all the heavy lifting.
How is Christina Aguilera back up for...
She's
featured.
She's there to wail.
Yeah.
She's just wailing from beginning to end.
Mm.
And she does well.
She looks beautiful in it.
Big budget.
I was riding to work today and I saw a big poster on the brick wall down there. You know, she's coming in November and her support acts are Jess Malboy and Nat Bass.
Ding, 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 yep. ding.
Oh, sorry, I said, should we go?
It's in Melbourne, though.
Oh.
Yeah, Melbourne only.
Oh, I did not read that. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, mm-hmm. definitely not attending then.
Yes.
Not hopping on a flight for that. I wish them well.
Yeah, wish them well. All the best.
Also, we've just seen Darren Hayes and Dami Im. Unmasked on the Masked Singer. Congratulations to Dami.
Yep. Congratulations from Eurovision to the Masked Singer. Yep.
Congratulations.
Well, look, you know, what character was she? We don't know.
I can't say. Mitch is not. Oh, no, sorry. Conrad Sewell was the Roo.
No.
Third.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Darren Hayes was second and Dami Im winner.
Oh, we might have to end this here.
Yeah, that's it. Wrap it up.
That's all we've got time for this week.
Yes. But congrats to everyone.
Congrats to everyone involved in the production.
Yeah. Another season done.
Another season done. Chookers.
What was the article you just showed me before we started?
So I was just...
Oh, on Australian singing competitions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's on the same.
There's a link.
There's a link.
So Daniel was having some technical difficulties.
Mm.
And so I was just having a little flick through, and Mamma Mia have an article which was published today.
Today? Oh, I thought you found one from the archive. Okay, great.
November 7, 2023. Mm. Winning Australian Idol helped fund Kate DeRouge's drug addiction. Yep. I should say, such amazing experience. I was just a country girl. Let's sing songs. Some people love me. Some people hated me. It's a crazy life. Then I got on the gear. It's paraphrasing.
Yeah.
First it was cocaine, then nitrous oxide, and eventually in 2009, methamphetamine, also known as ice.
Great. Nitrous oxide, so what are we, I'm only familiar with that from Fast and the Furious. How do you kind of...
I don't know.
Is it like a Nang?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Google that.
She's
independently.
On. Okay.
Of this.
So, Kate DeRouge on Nangs.
Yeah, she's on the arson. Nangs. Okay. I think it is Nangs. Hold on, let me just...
What is she doing now?
Yeah, Nangs.
Yeah.
Well, giving interviews to Mamma Mia about a drug addiction, okay. Evidently.
Yeah. Was that one written by Mia Friedman or one of the other journalists?
No, one of the other journalists there. Okay. Not me. It was written by Shannon Finlay.
Okay.
It would have been a lovely
conversation. So.
Yeah. Lots of...
But glad to know she's doing well now. I'm still waiting for a Young Divas reunion.
So. Oh, but that's not coming.
Wouldn't that be an Arias moment, though?
It would.
If they all just arrived on stage. If there was anything we're going to be watching it afterwards, it would be Young Divas reunion.
We want Young Divas and a Bardot reunion.
Yeah.
That's what we want. I reckon we've got a better chance of getting a Bardot reunion than a Young Divas reunion.
You think?
Mm-hmm. No Sophie, though.
No, you reckon no Sophie?
Yeah, it'd be like a Spice Girl situation.
Yeah, she's the Victoria of the group.
Of course.
Yeah, not returning.
Not returning.
Okay. Well, you know, fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I'll take it.
It can happen one day. shall we talk about our girls in Sydney? Okay, let's jump into it. I just need to say at the top, I didn't care for Victoria at the beginning of the season.
Nor did I.
And I felt all the lines were very put on and everything. Mm-hmm. The more I am watching her, the more I am starting to enjoy her more. And not because I think, like, she's, like, a hilarious person, like, amazing personality. It's because I think she's a great housewife, which is... Mm. She's in a certain lane where she's like, I'm sticking to this. Fuck you all. Can't stand yous. And I'm like, yeah, that's good.
She's the one, so you know how there's always the one that gets cast where I think they think that they'll be like the linchpin almost? Mm-hmm. Like they kind of get cast and they think they'll be the one and inevitably they're not.
Yeah.
And that's why they've been cast because they have this main character
syndrome.
Yeah. And then the producers know that that's not going to work out for them, so that's why they're there.
Yeah.
That's what's happened to her.
And it's turning out beautifully because she's not handling it well.
Yeah.
And she's not liking what she thinks are secondary characters speaking at her.
The backup dancers.
Especially Kate. Yeah, she's not liking Kate directing eye contact
I mean, Kate's given me a lot more than I expected from her as well.
She, well done to her.
I mean, she's the main character of the season so far.
Yeah, she is in, she's present in everything.
Mm-hmm.
She's rough as guts. I listened to Joel Creasy's podcast with her, and she, I'm from Southwest Sydney, and she sounded like she was from my home.
Yeah,
like
I'm that from Western Sydney too, doll.
Yep.
Are you calling her a beer drinking yobbo?
But she says on, she said on the podcast she's only really lived in like Paddington and the eastern suburbs before, and I'm like, there must be a little bit more to your doll, because I haven't heard something. That haven't heard that accent around yeah. those streets. So
I know it. Their yep. little ears prick up.
Yep, and you go, I know you.
Yeah. Yes.
I've met you before. I did enjoy Victoria's slow protest to take the fur off the collar.
The detachable fur collar.
She could have taken it off immediately. She went, oh, no, don't worry. Just,
oh, sorry,
it,
doll.
It actually comes off.
Oh, at no point did she say, it's detachable.
Yeah.
Not once. She was like, I'm going to have to change my outfit.
Yeah.
Like, you could have told me.
You told me on the way.
It's like, it's detachable.
Yeah.
Just doop.
I love later on, she was like, I'm 40.
I'm a 40-year-old woman, yeah. and you told me to change my outfit.
Like, it's impossible to get change once you're 40, because you've, like, made a decision. That's the outfit for the night. Nothing else.
Very good.
She's good. She goes, I do winter fashion. She kept referring to herself in, like, third person the entire time as well, which is
great.
What's
her last name again?
Montana. Oh, nice. She just kept saying, like Victoria's just being glamorous.
Yeah,
she is.
I'm Victoria Montana.
Yeah, stunning. I didn't care too much for the reptile park visit.
I mean, random place to go.
Yeah. And they weren't really doing a lot of conservation work. We had Nicole feeding a croc.
But also, Kate didn't do anything.
No, when she didn't even throw a fucking cricket into the
But it's like, are you not meant to, I mean, whatever, like, it's off TV, but are you not to, like, pretend like you know them? Or you've got, like, a personal relationship with
said
people?
Yeah.
Didn't do a thing.
The only thing I know about the reptile park is the big yellow...
The dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
With the broken tail now.
Oh, is it broken?
I feel like the tail's gone.
Oh, that probably makes sense. I just remember seeing it, like, when I go past, when we go to Central Coast, see Mitch's family.
Because
I'm like, oh, there it is.
Oh, we're almost there.
Yeah.
When you see it, you're like, oh, we're almost there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a monument.
It's a monument. Yeah. Like Old Sydney Town.
Sorry?
Old
Sydney Town.
You've ever been there?
What do you mean?
You've never been to Old Sydney Town.
What is that?
You don't know what I'm talking about?
What? No, what are you talking about?
There was like a thing, like near there.
Mm.
And it was like a, I don't want to say theme park, almost like a theme park, like a 90s theme park.
Mm.
And it was Old Sydney Town. So it was all like ye olde shit. So like, you know, prisoners and stocks and.
Oh, I don't like that.
All that kind of First Fleet rubbish.
Wouldn't you just go to Wonderland?
Yeah, but that's had that.
They've got a western area.
That's not the same. There was no bush beast.
Was it historical?
Historical. That's the word. Oh, so okay. It was like a historical thing, and they'd have like act out court settings. And,
yes.
Oh, this is what a school looked like in 17 whatever.
Oh, and someone's like churning butter or something.
All that kind of shit.
Okay.
Exactly that.
All and right. And you got like, what? You go there on like a school excursion? School
I think
something?
In year six I went there.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
And what'd you learn about?
I mean, white Australia, I guess.
Yeah. I remember Questacon.
Yes,
holding onto the bar on the slide and then going down.
Yep. The earthquake simulator machine?
Yeah, sure. No, I just remember the slide. That's about it. So Questacon was really good for me.
You know, there's an age gap, so maybe it was closed.
Oh, happy birthday to you for yesterday.
Oh, thank you, dude.
Yeah. Have a lovely time, did you?
Lovely time.
Saw mother.
Saw mother?
Yep. She's well.
She's well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had a lovely lunch.
Mm.
That's all.
Yep. Not much to report.
Not much to report. You know? As you get older, it's not that important anymore.
Now, the conversation about Terry's accident on the way back from the reptile park.
Mm-hmm.
Was Kate's dad in an accident in a car? Or did he just pass away and we're trying to relate the two to something? Because didn't hear the car link there.
Well, what I'm going to say is, when you watch things sometimes, you're like, there's something
missing.
Audio files, something's happened there.
Yep.
Something's been lost.
Yep.
Something's been lost in translation because there needed to be a link
yep.
between the two.
Mm. I was missing that.
Yes. Because, okay, so she had wheel blown out, car accident, internal bleeding, and then, oh, my dad died.
Yeah.
You're also 40, so...
Yeah. That can happen.
That can happen.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yep. very good.
For context there, no one actually knows what we're laughing about.
That was good.
Yeah.
God, we laughed.
We do. Kate, the girls, okay. I know we love a filler scene. Oh, you knew where the girls went for their little gin.
Oh, yeah, the little gin thing. There used to be a
plant store.
So for context, we still have the house, but my mum lives there now. But we always had a holiday house on the Central Coast. And there was the houses near that gin thing. It used to be a plant shop.
There we go, like a flower power.
Yeah, like a flower power. They sell like little fucking, one of those things, wind chimes and lead light. Shit in the glass, Avery, all that kind of rubbish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lovely. There's a moment for you. You are...
It's near Erina. Yeah. Erina Fair? You been to Erina Fair?
I've heard the name.
It's premier shopping destination on the Central Coast.
What shops am I looking out for in Erina Fair?
Yeah. Oh, look, I haven't been there for a long time. There's a cinema. Mm-hmm. There's a Big W.
What cinema talking event?
Well, I haven't been there for a long time.
It used to be Greater Union or something.
I think it used to be Greater Union or Hoyts.
Stunning.
Maybe Greater Union. Yeah.
Oh, what an institution.
It was an institution. There was a really good sandwich place there. Couldn't tell you what it was called, but it was great.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone's...
Yeah, if you're looking out for a good sandwich place, it might be there.
It might be there. Might not. Haven't been there for a good 15 years.
Unnamed. Did you enjoy the women chanting on top of the women getting the massages?
No.
No.
Makes me feel very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me think about the time that Miles... my husband, also for my birthday, I believe, many years ago, bought us a massage, a couple's massage, and it was at a Hawaiian massage place on Oxford Street in Paddington.
Okay.
If you've never had a Hawaiian massage.
Do they, hit you with things, or?
Okay.
No, because you know how there's, because I was watching, I watched on Real Housewives of New York. They went to, a Russian bath.
And
then they got a massage, but they use leaves to hit your back and stuff. So that's why I was asking if it was anything like that.
This is a breath and a wind motion.
Okay.
So they tell you, you don't have to, but they recommend that you're fully naked. So they can move freely across your body from foot to head.
Yeah.
And they basically do a whooshing noise while they rub your entire body in one full stroke.
Yeah, okay.
And then at some point there's a spinning.
So?
So they will be like, oh, just trust me, just let go.
Mm.
And you're lying on your stomach. And they'll be like, put your arms out. And they'll grab one of your arms. And then they just spin you because they've oiled you up.
Yeah.
They just spin you around the table. No. And you're just being spun while they're going, whoosh, woo.
No.
Yeah.
And you're just like...
And you're full nude, dick out, flinging around the table.
And the table's raised, so you're just table's like raised. On it. Yeah, right.
So you're just being spun.
You look like you're doing a breakdancing move or something on a... Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So anytime I see things like that...
It takes you back there. So you triggered. So I'm thinking you didn't enjoy the spinning around?
We both walked out and we didn't obviously know what to expect. And I don't think either of us wanted to say that it was weird. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, should you enjoy that?
Mm. Yeah. And you also wanted to be grateful for
grateful
the present
for the gift
as well. Yeah, yeah.
And open-minded.
Fine. Yeah, as we all are. So,
but sometimes you just want I just want just get my knots out.
Yeah.
I don't need to be spun.
You need to be spun around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so where is the address of this place? Looking for a present for Mitch.
If you Google
for Chrissy.
Google Hawaiian Massage Paddington.
Okay. There we go.
Yep. Anyway, if anyone's looking for that.
Anyone get oiled up and spun around?
Yeah. It's nice.
That's exciting.
Something to do.
I love how much these women couldn't go without meat for a day as well.
Chickpeas.
Yeah, she goes, the frittata had chickpeas. I'm bloating.
Do chickpeas bloat you?
Apparently so. I don't really have enough to comment, so I'll trust Victoria Montano's.
I mean, it is weird to have a barbecue with no meat. Because there's no...
anything. Have a fucking vegetarian pizza for the girls.
Well, yeah, we'll just make a big pasta.
Yeah. That's...
Because that's fine. You can do that without
meat. And you don't notice.
Yeah, but if you just try grilling some capsicum and zucchini, it's like, well, that's sides. Weird.
There's something missing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what? That's on Kate.
That is on
Kate.
She's
a host.
Yeah. Budget cuts.
As Victoria said, the Kate's the worst host she's ever come across. Yeah, so, well,
you know.
I know this is, I would say, more of a filler episode.
Yes, definitely.
To an extent. But the conversation at the fire, I did enjoy.
It's leading us somewhere.
Oh, yeah. And it looks like, at least next episode, these women hate each other. Mm-hmm. So, which
that's
is...
what we needed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I enjoyed Caroline's energy during this whole thing. She was not involved the entire time, but just...
She was just drunk auntie in the corner.
Yeah.
Having a nice time.
Yeah. Are we burning at the stake tonight, ladies?
She just wanted to drink that gin. She don't like gin, but she liked that black currant or whatever it was gin.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she got pissed at that little old flower power.
Victoria was doing, like, a monologue, and she was just, like, downing the drink.
Yeah. As you would. Yeah, oh, God, if I was on one of these shows, can you imagine? Especially if you're in a scene that you can't contribute anything to, you just sit there going, meh.
Yeah. Meh. Well, you're on camera, so you could do something with your hands, you know?
Yeah. You can't just stand there looking dead-eyed.
No.
You become a meme. Cannot be doing that. I also enjoyed Caroline showing up late and said, better be late than ugly.
I think she's my favourite.
I think she's good. And she's like, I think she... She's looking at everything from the correct kind of... Like, even the next day, even though she kind of didn't contribute too much during that moment, the next day when she was talking to Chrissy, she was like, it's a bit ridiculous that they left. As in, like, it wasn't... Nothing was, like, that dramatic enough to cause, like, I need to, like, walk out. Like, understanding Victoria's, you know, father's in hospital or something that she had to...
That came out of nowhere.
It did come out of nowhere. That feels like... It's one of those things, like, this happened, you didn't watch the... previous season of New York, but there was this girl, Leah McSweeney, on the show, and her grandmother was dying in hospital, and then she still went on a Hamptons trip with the women while the grandma was on the deathbed, and then left halfway through the trip, and then when she left the next morning, the grandma had died, like, overnight by the time she left, and she blames, like, Bravo for that, because she felt pressured to go on the trip.
I mean, how old was the woman?
She's in her 40s. Like, she's...
Yeah, but how old was the grip? Like,
oh, very, very old. I'm yes, like... yeah, yeah, yeah. It's... Yeah. But look, also, I'm sure if you go, I've got to go be with a relative, you can go.
Yeah, you can go.
And I'm sure no one had a gun to Victoria's.
You wanted the screen time doll.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So...
That's okay.
Just and you know what? We want you to be a successful housewife, so... We do. Well done for showing up for as long as you do. But it's also not an excuse to go.
Poor Nicole. Should drive all the way back home.
Nicole's good. I'm actually enjoying just her little bites at the side. She's good when she, like, jumps in to defend her friends there. She knows who she's aligned to, and she's just going to stick by that, which is exactly what she did first season as well. I do need her to scream at someone at some point.
It's coming.
I do need an 8.5 kind of moment for her.
Captain Eyebrows.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't...
I know.
That was said at her.
That was said at her.
Yeah. We just need someone to be cruel to her.
Yes. Someone to poke the bear.
Absolutely. What else did I have? Victoria telling Kate, don't tell me how to dress ever again.
Very good from her.
Terry, are you enjoying Terry?
Yes. Mm. No, I am. What was I going to say? No, I am enjoying her. I think she's... It's very hard. I was thinking about this about Victoria. And this is why I think that Caroline is smart. It's very hard to be mean and funny.
Yeah.
And it's like to find the balance, to be like a Gina, where you can be absolutely scathing and destroy someone, but also be funny and humanized and people like you. Like, that balance is hard.
Yeah.
And that's why Caroline's gone that I'm just going to be the comic relief here and take a step back.
Yeah.
I think Terry could teeter on going to the mean side, maybe, and just inserting herself into things.
Yeah. I did like the little hint of her last week when she was like, you want to see the bitch, keep poking. And I was like, ooh. And like even Caroline was even coaching her during that. She's like, good Terry. Just a little comment from the side, good Terry.
Like, yeah, I just wanted to get in there. Yeah. Cause I don't, like, she's not being mean. That was the wrong choice of words. She's just like, she's inserting herself into the situation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not necessarily warranted, but I would like more of it.
Yeah. Because I think she'd be great at being, like, just leaning into the bitch a little bit more. Yeah. Especially when there's, like, when you're dealing with, like, a personality, like Chrissy, for example, mm-hmm. which actually for this episode was actually quite backseat for once.
Well, except for the round of applause that she gave.
The clapping was great. The clapping at that fire, loved.
No one following on. She just single slow clap.
Yeah. And a little callback to Nicole asking about Kate's jacket and how it's ethical. A little callback to Athena's ivory bracelet.
Duck down.
What makes it ethical? Stunning. And the thing I think will never, ever stop amazing me is we're meant to believe these women are waking up in the morning with full faces.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I know, yeah. I know it's the magic of television, but it's phenomenal.
I mean, they were. I did think that. I think it was quite noticeable because normally you don't see them. Like, when it's a girls' trip, that's when it's most noticeable.
Yeah.
Because obviously they try to do the, oh, coffee for you, tea for you, oh, and come into bed. Mm. They did mute it down slightly. Mm. But, I mean, they've obviously been up since 2 a.m. getting
full glam,
full slap done. but, you know. Good luck to them. I mean, I wouldn't be on without it.
Yeah. What would you do? What was it? What would be your little touch ups for
full
on camera?
Full.
Yeah.
All at all times.
Oh, I'd be down at Medi Spa by Maddie getting a microdermabrasion daily, getting ready for camera. And did you see a tear come out of Kate's eyes during her morning cry with Sal?
I mean, it took a while. We got, let's just say, moisture. Tear is a strong word.
Yeah.
But there was a slight. Mm. Bit of moisture just underneath the right eye, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. And lovely PT session in the morning. Love when you just see them do absolutely nothing.
And they did nothing. That poor guy that went there and set up all of that stuff.
He's probably
nothing.
From Sydney as well. He probably had to drive all the way up to Kilcare, set up that shit, and
didn't
then went,
credit his business.
They go, oh, I've got to go now. Thanks, ladies.
Got nothing out of it whatsoever.
Good on him. He probably had a lovely time.
Yeah, why not? Drive up.
And I feel like at least next week, I think they've all just, they're not playing nice anymore. Like, I feel like they're finally hit, you know, because you know the first few episodes, new cast, new season. Not that we got ever got this season one. Like, no,
we started
hated each other out of the gate.
We started at 12.
Yeah. Yeah. Athena and Lisa, we're going to kill, murder everyone on the cast. But it looks like next week, everyone's just stopped playing friends. Like, Victoria's done with them. Kate's yelling,
and I'm sure this is an edit, but regardless, no notes. Mm. And Chrissy turns and says, but who are you?
Oh, thank God for Chrissy.
Thank God for Chrissy.
Did you enjoy reading her cookbook in the kitchen before?
I did.
What was your favourite recipe that you came across?
What was it? The mum's sink juice?
Yeah, Dee's sink juice. Yeah.
It's not the prettiest looking.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the beetroot juice.
Yeah. Well, that's what she probably
and
has.
And little avocado soldiers with gooey egg?
There we
Dippy
go.
Egg, sorry.
Dippy egg. Dippy there you egg. Go.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you're going to be treating yourself to on the weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
There
you go. How much did that book set you back?
I think like 50 plus shipping.
All to run a McDonald's house?
Yes, or apparently all proceeds. Probably the shipping just goes to shipping, I imagine. But yeah. So.
Well, we saw the lovely the muscles photo.
Yes, yeah, she looks stunning. She looks stunning in the entire book.
She does,
say that. So congrats to Chrissy on those achievements. So,
yeah. She's really trying to make the K necklace.
Yeah, the K thing's a huge thing. Yeah. It would have been funny if it was backwards the whole season. I think that would have been funny. That would have been a little
treat.
Little wink. Yeah. Right. Any other thoughts on this week or the girls?
No, like it's highly enjoyable.
Mm. Like, even though there wasn't, like, heaps happening, I was like, oh, I'm enjoying these conversations. Yeah. And the girls just, like, kind of getting, like, catty with each other.
Yeah. Like, by this point in season one, we'd had, you know, guts spilled on the floor by now.
Yeah.
But different time.
Different time. Yeah. And we'll accept it
where
it is. And
I'm still enjoying it. I look forward to Tuesdays?
Yeah. It looks like someone's going to rip someone's throat out possibly next week. So, yeah. Kate and her scrubs at a lovely lunch.
Scrubs with a hat.
Yeah. Would love to see it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break and come back with what we're watching. And we're back with what we're watching now. I'm going to save all Bravo nonsense for when Kate Campbell returns, because there's been BravoCon, which, James, I'm sure you're not across. Did you see the heels stuck in the escalator?
Sorry?
Did that make it to you?
No, I've not seen that. The only thing I saw Tom Sandoval in a skirt.
Yeah, were you into that?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's all right. No bother. Mm. I don't watch that show.
Yeah, but right.
Whatever. Mm. Yeah. No, heels and a what? Sorry?
Do it so, again. Two Louis Vuitton heels got stuck in a escalator. Mm-hmm. It was very, like, what do you call it?
Like a stunt.
No. One of the girls was coming. So, the way all the housewives entered BravoCon was down, like, an escalator. So, there was, like, a stage at the back of it, and all the women came down, like, kind of, like, waving mm-hmm. on the escalators, and they came onto, like, a stage. One of them realized as soon as she stood on that the heels got stuck in the grates.
Mm-hmm.
So she hopped out of the shoes thinking by the time she got to the bottom of them, she could pull the shoes out. So she was like barefoot on the side. And then as she got to the bottom, both heels just went like into the bottom of the escalator and the whole escalator just stopped. And the two heels were just up in the air, little red bottoms on there. And they just looked like, you know, like the witch caught under the house in like...
I bet that wasn't in the black hat meeting that they did prior to the event.
No. But look, everyone was like, oh, it's a stunt. I'm like, it's just, it's a bit too, like...
The shoes are ruined.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that. No, so, but yeah, good for... it was Bryn from Roni.
Oh, I love Bryn.
Yeah, yeah. So that was... Yeah, like she was the one that took the shoes off, so...
There's a darkness there, but I enjoy her.
Yes, there is. Yeah, there's something terribly dark.
Yeah, something's gone terribly awry.
But I'll talk about all that nonsense next week when Dear Kate returns.
When Lazarus
I'm sure she'll be
returns.
Frothing at the mouth for that. Big Brother Australia started again.
Last night.
Mm-hmm. You are, I would say, one of the biggest Big Brother fans of, you know, yesteryear.
Yesteryear.
Yeah.
To be very clear.
Yeah, you're Gretel girl through and through.
Gretel girl through and through.
Yes.
Gretel Stan.
Can you, sorry, before we get into the new one, what did you say to me about what you saw when you were younger?
So right for the picking, I was 15 when Big Brother started in Australia. I went to the final eviction of season one and the final eviction of season two.
Yep.
But...
What, you went up to...
Up to. We used to go to Queensland... In winter, every year, because my mum doesn't like the cold.
Okay.
So,
fine.
To this day, she still goes to Queensland. Anyway, so we always, winter school holidays, we always go to Queensland.
Yeah.
And obviously, it was always that time of year. So, we timed it so, because I wanted to go. You got a ticket to Dreamworld included in your.
As you should.
Yeah. I don't remember how much tickets were. I think it was like $100 to get in like the first five rows, which is what we bought.
Great. Did you have a sign?
Had a sign? Gretel rocks.
With an X or CKS?
I think it was a CKS. Okay. I don't think I was an X kind of gal.
Okay.
Yes. There was that. Anyway, so... But in between season one and two, obviously, like, the season one cast huge and, like, did a lot of things. Yeah. And
Song on So Fresh.
Yep, Song on So Fresh. Sarah Marie was on the cover of Cleo, although they did a dual cover and they put a skinny model on the other side.
What a time to be alive.
I remember that rumour that she was working at Sports Girl in Pitt Street?
That makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true tracks. Or not, but... I'd like to think.
Like currently?
No, like a couple of years after. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, no, she works at Sports
School. Yeah.
School.
Well, it didn't work out well for a lot of them.
No. Very few.
Mm.
Anyway, so between season one and two, obviously the cast very big, and we went to, I can't even remember what it was, but it was for charity, and it was at the Lyric Theatre at Star City.
Yeah.
Prior to it being the star. And it was a pantomime.
What?
Don't know what the story was. Yep. Could not tell you. Greta was in it. They were all in it. I think Bert was in it, maybe.
Great.
It was very bizarre. Mm. Anyway, I got a signed photo. Mm-hmm. Couldn't tell you where that photo is today. I wish I still had it.
Yeah, that's actually perfect. Yeah. If you just have a photo of her and just sit down in Bear Park, she eventually appears. So yeah.
Well, she came into our office that time, remember?
Yeah, I remember it quite well. Yeah, no, I'm not gonna retell that story. But
it was a nice time. Yeah. I got a photo with her. She's very friendly.
You asked her about the Merlin eviction.
Yeah, there's some unpleasantness around that.
Yeah. won't be going there.
Anywho. Yeah.
We want her to come back to TV.
Yeah, back to TV. Mm. We'd love her back.
Yeah. Anyway. She's great. Great She's host. Great.
Yeah.
No.
My favourite.
Yeah. No one like her.
There is not.
No.
I mean, Sonya's fine, but...
Oh, I don't think so.
It's not
so. No, I'm not into Sonya whatsoever. I don't think she's good for that.
You need someone that's going to...
Stick the knife in. Yeah, yes.
Really get the knife in there.
Yeah. You know? It's not Sonya. No. It's a bit too nice.
Too nice for her.
Yeah. What did you think of the new iteration? All single gals.
Yeah.
Youngies.
I didn't hate it. Like, I hate that idea as a concept of like, oh, let's just fill it with single people because like that's
single straight people.
The idea of that's not what the show's about.
Yeah.
But it was better than the last season, I felt.
Was the last one was not the mix of old, like the original ones and new, was it? Or was that the last one? Because I didn't realise it was like over a year ago. Oh, maybe it was,
because they filmed this at the same time. They filmed this straight afterwards. Yeah, last year.
Yeah, which is that's insane to me.
That's the thing that's missing the most from it, is that it doesn't have to be on every night for an hour, and it doesn't have to be on late at night, and all doesn't basically have to fill up 7's schedule for the entire week, but it just needs to be live to a degree.
Yeah, even like a few days behind, like just give me some immediacy to it, because I just, it's been missing that since it came back, and it's just, it needs... And the thing that I'm loving, because I'm watching Big Brother UK at the moment, them sitting there at those evictions, hearing the crowd scream when the people are up for eviction.
The best part.
And they go through their name and they're like, Dylan, Trish, Paul. And you hear the boos and
the Trish the one in the wheelchair?
No, that's Kerry. She is gone. And she was on a scooter, not a wheelchair. She was actually quite great. She was a Tory, but she was very good.
Didn't she get upset because everyone was booing her?
Yeah, yeah. She, every week, everyone was like, get Kerry out. And she was losing her mind. But that's
the shit we want.
But that's a good thing, because as soon as the lights go down, someone gets eliminated, everyone's like sad about it. The one person that heard their name getting screamed out is Terminal in the house going, they hate me, they hate me. And that's what you need. You need people going, oh no, the public perception's weird. And then the other thing as well, when you're doing this internal kind of voting where you're getting people out, you're going, oh, this is like a popularity contest and people in the house don't like this person. When it's a public voting each week, you're like, oh, what did they do this week that made the public not like that person? Is it because they're too loud or they're aggressive about this, or they're friends with that person? And everyone second guesses everything. And you need that like extra psychological thing to like play with people to make it interesting. And I just think that's this where this is kind of like filmed in a shed somewhere, and then they're just like in their own world. It doesn't like connect to anything.
It's just like a layer that's missing. It's like that's when you get the things like the Merlin thing.
Yes.
Or the, like in the UK, what's her name? Jay Goody got evicted for being racist, and they had to cancel the live crowd because they thought she was going to get shot.
Well, that was the funny thing as well. So Kerry, the one in the scooter that got eliminated, she got eliminated the other week, but they made her get eliminated midweek during like a Halloween challenge, and they put her in a stand-up coffin and took her out that way, and there was no crowd because everyone didn't like her so much. I'm pretty sure they tried to like organise it that she couldn't walk out or you know, scoot around into the crowd, because I think a lot of people would have booed her. It's like, she had some weird views and backwards thinking during the show. So I think they were like, that was like a safety thing to get her out while they weren't.
That's all the good shit. That's the goal.
She would have been turned. She would have come out bawling her eyes out. Just
love it.
Yeah. So that's what I'm missing.
That's just missing. But the first episode was good, because there was not really there was no game.
Yeah.
It was all just they get to know each other. I mean, things are happening very quickly. There's a couple making out already.
Yeah.
And I think we're led to believe it was 3 days in or something.
Yeah. I have to say this, though. Sorry. I obviously have to listen to myself after these recordings, I have to edit this, and it's horrible to hear, and I go, God, you're dumb. Like, I hear myself say things, and I repeat things, or I say like and all the time, and I'm like listening to myself going, read a book. When I watched that episode of Big Brother, and some of those people, especially that Jake guy,
mm-hmm.
some of those people are like lobotomy energy. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, there's no thoughts, head empty. Like, what? It's insane. Like, that. There's people just like floating around.
No like chat.
No chat
whatsoever.
And everyone's just like, what's your ick? I'm just like, sorry? Like,
and everyone said that. And everyone said, I'm not going to lie. Literally everybody said that at one point throughout. I'm like,
just say what you think.
Just say what you think. Just say whatever.
Yeah.
I do like this one girl that I did like. Couldn't tell you her name. Mm. Don't know any of their names.
I'm into the one that was openly liking the guy with the painted nails. You know?
Yes.
I like those two, actually.
Yeah.
He's all right. And then I couldn't tell you. I think his name was... No, I was going to say
Liam?
Liam sounds right.
Liam sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into that. So. Yeah. They could have just thrown in a fucking bisexual or something. You know what I mean? Just a little something. Yeah, well, probably would have worked out. What's that?
Charles 7.
Yeah, true. Well, we're going to get uncut.
We are going to get uncut.
Yep.
It's Thursday night, so...
Opinion on Dion?
Dion?
The first guy that went in.
I mean, he's been set up to fail.
Yeah.
From the very beginning.
Yeah. And that dear Annalise girl that was coming in with him also...
That was good,
too. Does not care for him.
Yeah. Hates are going to turn everyone against him. Yeah. Which, you know, there's got to be a villain from the outset.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they need someone to go week one and justify. So they're going to pinpoint him. Yeah. R.I.P. to Dylan. Enjoyed seeing you for the first week there. But also, just the other thing, I think there's a little bit of over-editing with it where it's a bit too... Like, I know they're going ham on the romance angle because they're all single, but, like... When those guys, like, the two were, like, making out in the room and stuff, it was already, like, romance music and stuff. And I'm like...
We don't know them.
They just met each other. They're making out because they're horny. It can just be that... You know that really... Like, and it was also towards the end of the episode. Do that really fun thing that Big Brother used to do, was that when you hear that fucking, like, wet fucking sound under the covers of people making out, and then you just have that... Like, you know, the Big Brother music, like, taking you out, and it's just like, that's the end of the episode. We don't need to be like, oh, this is a moment. Like, it's not. They just met. They're horny. That's it. Like...
That's all it is.
That's... Yeah.
It's not... You're not making the next great Australian love story.
No. This isn't The Bachelor. It's Big Brother. You're trying to be Survivor before? Not The Bachelor now. Not Love Island.
Somewhere, they're confused.
Yeah.
I hold out hope.
Well, I think we just hold out hoping that the old format comes out. Well, I'm an absolute advocate after my Big Brother UK.
Well, I read an article recently where the head of programming said that they are... They're watching. To see how it goes.
Yeah.
And cost would be the reason. But they're saying the reason why they did it the way that they've done it was because of COVID.
Yes.
And so it was about controlled environment, set up games, limit... You know, in blah, 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 no live audience, all that kind of shit.
Yeah. But now they can go full ham.
Go full ham. It only has to be on four nights a week.
Yeah.
We don't need it all the time.
We don't. I can't keep up.
I can't.
No. If it's... I'm shocked I'm keeping up with Big Brother UK. Mitch hates me. We're gonna break up with each other because I'm watching so much Big Brother UK every night.
Imagine having a full-time Big Brother schedule like the old days where it was literally on for 6 hours a day for 3.5 months.
Do you know... The beauty I would have having a live stream on in the background now. Mm. I used to have it on when I had like dial-up internet, and it would buffer the shit out of it, and I would catch like a few seconds. But would I keep it on? Absolutely. Can you imagine now? Can you imagine now with an actual live stream? Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, multiple screens
connected up to the TV.
Yeah. Can you imagine us like coming like you know like
different
in between
cams?
Yeah. Full Minority Report going through. Well, look, hopes for next season.
Yeah. Well, look, we saw a fair amount of dick in the first episode.
Okay, so that's one thing we need to address.
Well, that's leading us there.
Yeah. The... that scene, I didn't think would have been fine for a 7:30 show on 7.
Well, I did look at the time, because it shocked me. Yep. I was shocked. So I was like, oh, that's a lot.
Mm.
I'm like... But they're obviously trying to...
Turn it up a bit.
And get people to uncut. as well, I reckon, to be like, oh, we're going to really go there. Because it was like 10 past 8, I think.
For anyone who didn't see it, which apparently wasn't a lot from the ratings at all, but maybe watching it on 7 Plus, that one of the guys, someone said to him, are you wearing jocks? And he said, no, or something. And then he just...
He had, like, boxes on.
Boxes on.
Like, loose ones.
And then he just started whipping his dick back and forth, and you could hear it hitting his thighs. And it was quite visible.
Yeah, it was quite visible.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was shocked that, like, no one was saying that he was hot, because he's quite attractive anyway.
Mm.
But then everybody witnessed that.
So well, I actually just think it was possibly Dion in the room that witnessed that. I don't think it was anyone else. So that's maybe why.
They all missed out.
I love that your thing is, like, I didn't know why more people aren't saying he's hot after hearing his, like, dick work against his thighs.
Yeah, I'll be like,
tick. Hottest man in the house. Top of my list. filthy thing you are. Which takes us back to Jamie's dick back in the day. Monumental for many, possibly not gay men at that point, but we're headed that way.
It changed the trajectory of lots of young boys' lives.
Yeah. Remember the final season with the old bird?
Yes, the old bird.
And was his, I don't know his name is Anthony. It started with an A. He was one that had like an eyebrow ring or whatever, a bit feral. He like helicoptered his dick at her and she went, stop that.
That's right.
Like, the fact that that was all just, like, going to air, I was just, like, insane.
Was it... Uncut got scrapped after the turkey slap, didn't it?
I think the live. The live was on delay because that happened on the live.
That's
so I think
right.
I think they Oh, they did, like, a version of Uncut or whatever, but I think the problem with that was that it happened on live, so, like, everyone saw it. So I think they scrapped the pure live.
That's when John Howard got involved.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
What a show.
What a show.
It just really had some... Yeah,
had it all.
Yeah, that
had
was...
Had it all.
Formative.
Yeah, that really was.
It was.
Mm.
Anything else you're watching at the moment?
Yes. Started watching Fellow Travellers on Paramount Plus.
Some more gay shit.
Might have heard of it.
Yes.
Streaming service.
Mm. Keep it going.
More gay shit. More gay age shit. So Matt Bomer and
Jonathan Bailey
from Bridgerton. What is he from? Bridgerton. See, I only knew him from Drag Race.
What's that?
I only knew he was a guest on Drag Race.
Oh,
but
yes.
I've never watched Bridgerton.
Yeah.
It's like set in the 50s, and it jumps forward to the 90s, and they've been lovers and. A little bit politicsy, but not really. Mainly just love story.
Yeah.
And lots of, like, hot gay sex.
Yeah, great.
So...
Must see TV.
Must see TV. That's all I've got to say.
Stunning. Just very quickly, even though I won't go on the Bravo chain too much, I just need to say... I never want to see Dorit and PK from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills gone a date again in my life. You don't know them.
I know who Dorit is.
Yeah.
Who's PK?
PK is her husband.
Are you talking
Boy George's manager.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. You're talking about this.
Yes. They did a Pretty Woman date, which is a hotel that literally does the Pretty Woman date for you as like a package.
What did they do that for?
Just to recreate the moment.
Oh, okay.
The hotel was filmed at.
Oh, right.
So you buy the package and you get dressed up in the red dress. You come down, meet him in the bar. He does the necklace thing.
I don't like that.
No, I hated it. And it took up like 20 minutes of the episode. I was, it was hard to see. So not for me. Miami's great.
Is it good?
Lots of Pippin.
Sorry?
Lots of Pippin. You know, ex-friends with Kim Kardashian, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And she's fucking Michael Jordan's son now and he's on the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's your entry point.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yep.
Maybe. Do you ever do the Kardashians on here? Not very often.
No, I haven't. Well, I never did the Hulu series. I've never watched it.
Yeah, see, that's actually the only time that I've gotten into it religiously. Like, I always watched it in and out.
Yep.
But now that it's on Hulu, I don't know, it's just because it's easier to watch, I guess, than when it used to be on E and, you know, Foxtel Box and that shit. Yep. Like, it's just easier to watch whenever you want to watch it.
Yeah, I feel like... I keep saying that I feel like I can just dip into it at some point because I feel like I can just turn my brain off. Because at the moment, I'm turning my brain off from watching Selling Sunset, which is phenomenal work.
It's quite good. Yeah. It's definitely better than what Keeping Up was, I think.
Yeah, well, it's got a budget this time.
Yes, they've got a budget.
That's lovely to say.
Yeah.
But also, everyone just tune into Selling Sunset. Chriselle G Flip's partner.
I know all about that. They did the Troy Sivan Halloween thing.
Yes. They look good.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, look great. So.
Yes, they did.
James, where can people find you?
At Jim Duff on Instagram.
Stunning.
Only.
If you want to follow me, I'm at Dan Tom Morrison on Twitter or at Gasbagging on Instagram and TikTok. Jane, are you getting renewed or cancelled this week? You're getting renewed because it's your birthday, I feel.
Yeah, I'll get renewed. And, you know, I might get the call up again.
Yes. You know, if Kate doesn't rise from the dead next week.
Always happy to be understudy.
Yes, there we go. Kate's understudy. It's a prized role.
Right.
So, I'm feeling a bit more renewed this week. I was going to unalive at the end of next week. So, end of last week. So, I feel like I'm back. Yeah. Good energy for this weekend. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I'm going to see, like, family and stuff this weekend, so I need to be in, like, a good space, see some friends, so I've got to, you know, be, you know, on.
On.
So, yeah. There we go. Showtime, baby! Kickball change! Here we go! So, come on. Jane, thank you so much for being Kate's surrogate.
No worries.
It was a pleasure. And farewell.
Bye.